Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Shir Talis, Siman Tes Zayin, the size of a tzitzis garment. As an introduction to the whole Siman, this whole Siman is a one-day Siman that's going to discuss the minimal size that a four-cornered garment needs to be in order for it to require and be mechuyev in tzitzis. Now, the Rishonim, namely the Nuge Yosef, the Rimilunil to the Rif, in Hilchas Tzitzis, Yud Aleph, Beis, explain that this size is derived from the manner in which the Torah actually spells out and presents the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah, Devarim Chav Beis, Yud Beis, commands that Gedilim Taselecha al Arba Kanfos, Kisuscha Asher Tichaseba. You shall make tassels for yourselves on four corners of your clothing with which you are what? With which you are covered. Implying that only an item of clothing which is large enough to be considered as covering a person requires tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch, as explained by the Prisha, paskins that a garment large enough to be worn by an older child in the normal manner of dress, that is, it covers rosho verubo, his head and most of his body, that is one that is considered to provide the basic coverage for an adult, and that will qualify as a garment obligated in tzitzis. So we will see right now, just one little last intro, that the Mishnah Berurah will see in Sifkat and Dalid, he points out that the Ramah adds another criterion to qualify an item of clothing as a garment that is obligated in tzitzis. Aside from being large enough to cover an older child, as the Shulchan Aruch said, the Ramah is going to paskin that it must also be a garment worn by an adult. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that what is a garment worn by an adult? An item of clothing that is large enough that a 13-year-old boy who is regarded by halacha to be an adult would sometimes wear in a public place, namely outside of his home, even, you know, on an impromptu basis, without being embarrassed. Since the 13-year-old boy is already mechuyev in mitzvos, the fact that he would wear this clothing, this garment in public means that it is considered worn by an adult, and that's what gives it the status of being a garment. Of course, the fact that this person's body is generally smaller than that of a fully grown person, as well as the fact that a 13-year-old boy is often comfortable wearing a smaller item of clothing than older people, especially in the summer months, right, outside near his home, that means that the size for a garment obligated in tzitzis is really smaller than the garments that older people generally wear. And that should be understood. Okay? This second condition, as I said, will be discussed significantly in Sifkat and Dalid, as well as we'll see it also discussed in Ber Halacha, Dibur HaMaskil, Lashuk. So let's see. Shir Talis Shechayev B'Sitzis. The minimum size of a talis that requires sitzis. So the minimal size of a talis that requires tzitzis is that its length and width are large enough to cover the head and most of the body of a child who is old enough to walk alone in the marketplace and does not need another person to watch him. That's the age of the person. The katan, old enough to walk alone in the marketplace, l'mitzalech levadoi bashuk, by himself, right? It doesn't need others to guard him. And as we said in the introduction, the Rama adds, right? V'yoz chayiv b'sitzis, they'll be chayiv b'sitzis. Then he says, v'davka kishahagodol loiv shoy pamim arai v'yoytzei bo lashuk. However, this is only if an adult, we'll see that means what that means in terms of a boy who's bar mitzvah, doesn't really mean an adult, like what we think of as an adult, and he would sometime wear this garment on an impromptu basis and go out to the marketplace while wearing it. And this is the Beis Yosef quoting the Mari ben Chaviv and citing the Mari Abuav. Those who are here in Eretz Yisrael should know who the Mari Abuav is. Those who actually went to Masikin in Tzfas in the Mari Abuav Shul. Let's move weiter. Mishnah Berurah now. Sif Katan Aleph. Shel Katan. So it has to be, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shir Talis. Shulchan Aruch, not the Rama yet. He says the Shir of a Talis is the Shir that require, right, that its length and width are large enough to cover the head and most of the body of a child who is old enough to walk alone in the shuk and not need another supervision. So look what he says. What age is this? Sifkatan Aleph. V'hainu ben teisha shanim. This is a 9-year-old. He's a 9-year-old. The Beis Yosef actually quotes a Rambam who explains this as referring to an age where a child may go on his own to the marketplace and does not need to be constantly watched, which seems to imply maybe a younger age than 9. So we'll see more about this later on. And he goes, B'tshuvas marim mins, simin kuf yud, mefaltal hayach yitzin ba'arba knafais aktanim mizeh ashir. So the tshuvas marim mins, he discusses whether one fulfills the mitzvah by wearing a talis katan that is smaller than the requisite size. And his bottom line, the Taref Dvarav, is that the mutav leilech b'hem meimelech kol hayom b'litzitzis. His bottom line is that if one has no other option, it's preferable to go about wearing it rather than to go out and about the entire day, or not necessarily out, just to go about, walk around the entire day without tzitzis. Now the Yigus Moshe in Yerodea, Chelek Gimel Nun Beis Beis, explains what's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah saying that one should go about wearing even a talis katan that is smaller than the requisite size rather than not wearing anything at all, because what he explains is that this person at least demonstrates his desire to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis even when unable to actually do so. Which is very interesting because, you could definitely make a taina maybe that it's a maisa hedyot. Like, you know, let's say someone demonstrates he wants to be in the sukkah when it's raining. So again, you have to understand the yisoid here. Now, it is true though that and we're going to see that this tzitzis garment cannot be worn on Shabbos in an area without an eruv, because the problem is that the tzitzis are not really mechuyev in tzitzis. And since it's not really mechuyev in tzitzis, so then there's a issue that the fact that these tzitzis are now a masa, a burden, and it would then be considered carrying. Now, he then goes on to Mishnah Berurah, and he says that the Darchei Moshe, simen hei, kasav lameda am shi'evarchu ba'bekir atalas gadol, v'yithru es ha'katon, v'yefu bo kol hayom. V'kol makom, v'mef shal adam shi'yase gadol, shehu kishir, so Darchei Moshe Simon Ches, he writes that it is proper to educate the people, the masses, to recite the bracha in the morning over a talis gadol, and in this way that would discharge the bracha obligation over the talis katan, which they will go about wearing throughout the day. In other words, since this katan, which is less than a shear, is highly questionable whether or not it has the sufficient measurements in order to be mechuyev. So you don't make the bracha on the talis katan, you make the bracha on the talis gadol, and have in mind the talis katan as well. And he adds, right, the Darchei Moshe, that nevertheless, if it's possible for a person to make a large talis katan, which is the requisite size, so that's obviously, you know, much more beneficial and appropriate to do. Now, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, when we get to Sifkat and Dalid, a bracha recited on a tzitzis garment smaller than the requisite size is a bracha levatala. And the Mishnah Berurah also mentions this suggestion of b'chlal waiting to recite a bracha specifically on a talis gadol, so that you for sure have the requisite size. It says the yaseh, continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, the yaseh haksefim shel atalas katan rechavim kedei sheyunikarim v'aleihem teres beged v'lo yishem ritzuos. It says the shoulders of the talas katan should be made wide so that they will be substantial and therefore be considered a part of the garment and not be considered thin strips of material. It shouldn't be viewed as stamp strips of material, but it has to be considered, okay, a garment, right? Part of the garment. The idea here is that these thin suspender-like pieces of shoulder material, which he's calling the straps here, they're not viewed as part of the garment to connect the material of the front part of the talus katan with the material of the back part to create one large talus katan, right, having the requisite size. It is only when the pieces of shoulder material are themselves wide enough to themselves be considered a part of the garment, right, it's not just this, again, attachment piece of the front and the back, that, right, so they, you know, it's wide enough to be considered part of the garment that they serve here to join the pieces hanging down over the back and the front. So now the entire talus katan is going to be one garment. The Chazon Ish actually understands the Maharil that the width of each shoulder of the talus katan has to be at least as wide as the neck hole in the middle, in terms of the practical application of it. That's at least according to the Chazon Ish. Continue weiter, sif katan beis, va'az chayiv besitzis. So Ramah says, so that's when you'll be chayiv besitzis, when it has the length and width large enough to cover the head and most of the body of a child who's of the age of old enough to walk alone in the marketplace and doesn't need another person to watch him. So the Ramah says, that's when you're chayiv besitzis. Who's chayiv? The gadol halavsha. When the gadol wears this size talis, he's already going to be, right? If he's wearing this size garment, then he's going to be chayiv and sitzis. When he's wearing it, who? The gadol. Because katan is not chayiv. Lafuke im ein bo zeh hashir shel rosho v'ruvo. This is coming to exclude if it doesn't have the shear of rosho v'ruvo, which is the shear large enough to cover the head and most of the body of the child. So, then it's going to be puzzle, even if the gadol would be wearing it, right? Like the Ramah explains, even if the gadol would be wearing this garment on an impromptu basis outside and go to the marketplace with it, if it doesn't have this basic shear of rosho v'rubo of the child of this age, then it doesn't help that a person would go out in the shuk on an impromptu basis with it. Ach, im derech anshei ha-makom sh'agdolom yechol bo bekeva l'shuk ve'ein misbyadishin mash v'direi ha-bach t'chayiv besitzes v'ayim v'erlacha. He says, however, if it gets to the point where the derech of the people of the makom would go out with the beged that is of a lesser shear than this, but they go out on a regular basis, not on an impromptu basis to the shuk, but on a regular basis, not on a Arai way, but in a Keva way, then it's master from the Bach, they'll be chayiv besitzis, and he says, v'ayein b'ber halacha. The ber halacha, in discussing this in Dibra Maschil V'oz, he does say that the fact that one person would wear it in public, and even if he would do it on a regular basis, that would not require him to affix the sitzis. It's only if most people would wear it on a regular basis in public, then if the garment is smaller than what would cover the head and most of the body of, let's say, a nine-year-old, we'll call it now the nine-year-old child, then it would be good. Because, again, if all the people are wearing it on a permanent basis, so then the size will not matter. We move weiter in the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues on, Sifkat and Gimel, Kisha HaGadol. So the Ramah had said specifically, that even if it has these requirements, of, and it meets the requirements of the Shulchan Aruch in terms of its size, the size of a 9-year-old child, where it covers the head and most of the body of the child, the width and the length. So the Ramah adds that this is only if an adult would sometimes wear this garment, at least on an arai basis, on an impromptu basis, and go out to the shuk, to the marketplace, Sifkat and Gimel, Keshah Gadol, meaning a ben shloshes reishana, someone who's 13 years old, which, again, does not mean a real full-fledged bodied adult. It means someone who's already a bar mitzvah, is already considered the minimal adult, and that could, assuming it has the requisite measurements and size, it will be okay, provided that an adult would, of 13 years old, bar mitzvah, 13 years old, would sometimes wear this garment on an impromptu basis and go out with it. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Dalid. This is the major Sif Katan. It's the last Sif Katan, but it's a long one. We already talked about this Sif Katan, and this will finalize all the issues for us over here in Sif Katan Dalid. So the Ramasil is Lashuk. So as we said, that Ramah adds, it's only if an adult, which we said is a bar mitzvah, would sometimes wear this garment on an impromptu basis and go out to the marketplace, Lashuk. Oh, he says, LePesach Beso Berecho, or to the entrance of his house by the street. That is, the person would not be embarrassed to stand in the street outside his home dressed in this way, although he would not necessarily go to the marketplace dressed in this manner. And this point is actually discussed further in the Er Halacha Dibra Maskil Lashuk. Not to say, Aval im agadol misbayesh aseispo afilu bakroy lashuk lo chashev kisus afilu im lo shol bebeiso. He says, however, if an adult would be embarrassed to go outside, even on an impromptu basis, this 13-year-old, to a public place, right? Even on an impromptu basis, if he'd be embarrassed to go outside to a public place, it is not considered a garment, even if he wears it in his home, right? Afilu im lo shol bebeiso. He says the achronim. Okay, there are achronim, some who disagree with this and maintain that all that is necessary is for the garment to be large enough to cover a child's head and most of his body, regardless of whether an adult would feel comfortable wearing it in place. Now the Shahar HaTzion, he actually points out that this opinion of these poiskim does seem to be the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Brura now goes on. The Achronim Hiskimu Achronim Lahachmir Shalom Levarech Al Talis Katan Av Sheyesh Bo Kedei Rosho Verubo Shal Katan Im Agadol Misbayesh Letzeis Bo VeAkray LaShuk Av Shu Yotzei Botlo Daito. Eitzel Kol Adam. So the Achronim are in consensus. He says that one should be machmir and not recite a bracha over a talis katan, even one that is large enough to cover a child's head and most of his body, if an adult would be embarrassed to go out in public while wearing it, even on an impromptu basis. For even if one does go out wearing it, okay, his personal approach is irrelevant. It's called butla daito eitzel kol adam, because it's an idea that a person's personal preference and approach is irrelevant in relation to the normative practice of all people. And then he goes on, regarding the size, regarding the size of that covers a child's head and most of his body, so kasa b'sefer priya aretz b'shem sefer derech chachma, sheshayuro shlosha ribay ama v'erech v'chatzi ama v'roichab. The Sefer Derech Chachma says that the size is 3/4 of an amma long and half an amma wide. That is the approach of the Pia Aretz in the name of the Sefer Derech Chachma. However, Kasav al zeh Matzah Hashekel v'Aretz Hachayim she'ein samach lezeh min Hashas Matzah Hashekel, and the Aretz Hachayim, they say that there's no basis in the Talmud and the Gemara for this opinion, especially. He goes on to say, especially the prop in Masha Kasam Chatzi Amma Barochav, especially this idea of the width being a half an Amma, He says the practice of Anshei Maisa, literally people of accomplishment, people who strive to do their utmost in mitzvah observance. So the Anshei Maisa, they are specific and careful. Shiyebo Amma Lufana the Amma Malachav, a full Amma in front and a full Amma in back. But you see, the Amma, six Tvachim. The Nekev Beis HaSavar Ein Olala Min HaMinyan. And also, the idea would be that the open space left for the neck is not included in these measurements. So the Amma by Amma does not take into account the hole in the neck. So the ideal, since this talus then, therefore, is going to be more than two Ammas long, because the neck hole is not it's not part of the two Amma length. Now, interestingly, the Chazon Ish, in Gimel Lamed and Lamed Aleph, he passing that the neck hole area can be calculated as part of the requisite two Amma length, providing that the area of the material on each of the sides surrounding the hole is wider than the open area in the middle. So that's an important nekuda that needs to be pointed out. Mishnah Berurah does not mention a talus katan's requisite width. However, his source for the garment's length is Arzei Chaim, which is based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes that the requisite width is one of an Amma. Okay? So that's that. There are those that say the requisite width is 3/4 of an Amma and length an Amma. So that's what he says. Now he continues on. With talus katan kazeh, yotzav in asfekas v'yochal l'varech alav. If you have this full Amma, not including the neck, the Mishnah Berurah says, on each side, then you get out of all the sfekas and you can make the bracha on it. Again, that's if it was a talus katan. And we continue weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, but I'll call upon him at the end of the day. Says, minimally, however, the talus katan should not be smaller than 3/4 of an amma long on each side, because otherwise, the lav hachi yesh b'chashash bracha l'tala. Otherwise, there'll be a real concern for bracha l'tala. Kikasu achram shemadadu v'nimtzu shishir rosh ruba shel katan nu amma v'chetzi. Ayin v'ber alacha. He says because the achronim write that they measured and found that the size of the head and most of the body of a 9-year-old is 1.5 amas. See, he says, "Vayein ber halacha," and see the ber halacha. Right. So this is because the Arzei Chaim, he records that he evaluated that the head and most of the body of a 9-year-old child measured 1.5 amas. This is, he also pointed out the Shachar Tzion below, and the garment therefore of this requisite size can be worn over the person's shoulders with half of it in front and half behind, resulting in a piece of material that is 3/4 of an amma long on each side. Now the Ber Halacha and Dibur Ma'aseh L'Shut discusses the way in which these 2 3-quarter amma long pieces have to be joined together. Exactly. Now we continue weiter. Continuing weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says as follows. U'mashenu agen ha'ashkenim shaloichin chatichas beged katan echad milfana v'echad milachba v'teifin behem ritzuos v'isim behem sitzis ein neitzim zek chal chovas sitzis. He says, what we see being done in the people in Ashkenaz in Germany, that they take a small piece of cloth to wear in the front of the body and another one to wear behind the body and connect them by sewing them with thin strips of material, right, v'teifin behem ritzuos v'isim behem sitzis ein neitzim zek chovas talus. The sitzis chiyuv is in no way fulfilled in this manner when you take these two fronts and backs and tie them together with these thin strips of material over the shoulder. And he says, you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. Mitzvah besides not getting the mitzvah of sitzis, it's mamash bracha l'vatala, but every day, b'chol yom, you're over on losisa, Gam also let's say it's Shabbos, you obviously would not be able to wear this such since it's on Shabbos, we mamash carrying in Rishus Rabbim, even in Carmelis, Kumavuar Basiman Yud the Gimel Ainshav. Yakoponim Aisin Kane Lo Yivar Kalayan. If you do this, for sure you should not make a bracha. El Yivarchu Baboyger Al Talas Gadol. Make the bracha Talas Gadol, Ubizel Yechul Kalayom, and then you can wear it all day. Kavan Shemachab, Yakoponim Bezeshul Bakal Mazesis Kalayom. Because your kavana is that you shouldn't have no sitzes on all day long. Your shemayim should not be so mechal. This because the mice you don't have a beged that's mechuyev in sitzes. Eliyase beged mamish, make a real beged. Kol medina lefi minago, every medina based on their minago what's considered a garment. Uveiza mekaymes noagin shal beged anikra kamizal o vast who pasuach laachra veoisim bositzes ba'arba kanfaisiv va'ashrei lahem. So he's saying that in some places, the practice is that the garment called a kamizil or a vest, okay, kamizil is really also a vest in Polish Yiddish, or a vest or a waistcoat, which is left open at the back, right, in this way creating four corners, two in the front, two in the back. This is in contrast to the vest that we wear nowadays, which are generally closed in the back, and there is no chiyuv sitzis. So the, in these places where they wear the garment called the kamizel or vest, it's left open in the back and uses the garment to which sitzis is attached to its four corners. He says those who attach it and use it, those who do it are praiseworthy. That's a good thing to do. V'ashri lahem, rak shetzarach lizar shiyu bubo basuach. You have to be careful that these vests and garments, right, actually have the majority of the sides that are open. So you'll have mamash four corners. Similarly, regarding the talis katan, regarding talis katan, they make in our place, they have to be careful about this. He says, see above, I ain't else, and yutz, and zayinches, mashikasu shomer there. Kazavari, talis katan, yoset tov shaloi yu bos. But these rows. Ari writes that it's preferable that a talis katan not have sleeves. It's better not to have sleeves. In lavash a talis, the skapot sas kederach lom shevi gadim. In the event that one who puts on the sitzis garment and the process it becomes slightly crumbled, right? The skapot sas kederach lom shevi gadim becomes slightly crumbled. So he says, right? Kederach lom shevi gadim, as is often the case when people wear clothing. And when crumpled, the achash neskapa ain't boshiyek de lechasa special robe. And when crumpled, right, and he's wearing it crumpled, it's no longer the requisite size of rosh overuvo. So kasa b'chukas beis Yaakov simin kufav the kaven shomim lespashay kepashet dummy af shalom lespashay da. He says they write the chukas beis Yaakov right since it stands to become straightened out. Was already considered straightened out having those measurements. Harei yesh bo kashir ayin sham. He says, when we're talking about, as we said, right, we're going to get crumbled up, so it's considered straightened out, even though it's not straightened out yet. It's considered to have the requisite size, but he says, a talis katan made of a piece of material large enough to cover a child's head and most of his body, but is partially folded over and sewn together, making it smaller than the requisite size. That was not required sitzis, and this we see there as well in Simon, he says, Kuf Vav, and in the Leket HaChachma, he writes, Leket HaKemach, he writes the same, Adkan.